An Orillia man was disturbed when he saw uniformed Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, officers smiling and seemingly supporting Simcoe North Progressive Conservative candidate Jill Dunlop at a weekend event in the riding. Jacob Carey-Moreland filed a complaint with the OPP after Dunlop, a cabinet minister in Doug Ford's ruling PC party who is seeking her third term in Simcoe North, posted photos on her social media channels of her appearance at a charity snowmobile ride in Tay Township. The posts have now been deleted. "It has come to my attention that multiple OPP uniformed, on duty, police officers have been observed supporting the election campaign of a local political candidate," he wrote in his petition to the opposite. "Such partisan activities appear to violate the spirit, if not the letter of the law," he said, citing a section of the Community Safety and Policing Act pertaining to political activity and conflict of interest. "It is evident from the photos that this stunt was both staged and endorsed by the on-duty police officers, multiple angles, smiling, and immediately shared on the candidate's social media," said Carey-Moreland. "Any reasonable observer could easily interpret these photos of OPP officers allowing a candidate to use their vehicle as a prop for a campaign-style advertisement as an endorsement of that candidate," he concluded. "I don't think this is appropriate behavior for our police service during an election," he told Orillia Matters. "Uniformed OPP officers should not be allowing the use of police property or posing for any political candidate or party at any time." Goshia Puzio, the acting team lead for media at the OPP's Corporate Communications Bureau, provided a statement on the complaint late Tuesday, 2 days after Orillia Matters requested a response. "Public trust is the cornerstone of the OPP," Puzio said. "Citizens need to have complete confidence that police investigations and programs are being conducted without actual or perceived biases or conflicts of interest." Without referencing the specific event, she said, "As part of their duties and interactions with the public, frontline OPP officers are encouraged to balance the professionalism required to ensure public safety in various community settings while having the discretion to be appropriately friendly and approachable. Officers also have a responsibility to demonstrate neutrality and remain nonpartisan in all situations," said Puzio. "Please be advised this matter has been addressed and OPP supervisors have reminded members of their professional obligations." Puzio confirmed the officers in question did not face any sanctions related to the event.